Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Muza Nenamo, how are you?
I'm very fine. How are you, sir?
Very well, thank you, Pastor. Are you good this afternoon?
I'm very good. The Lord is good to me.
Oh, fantastic. The Lord is indeed a super good this side as well. Now, we know we've learned in our recent lessons that baptism symbolizes dying to an old life of sin. But as we know, Jesus never committed a single sin. And so today we want to understand, why was he baptized if baptism means that being buried to old sin and arising to new self? And that's because we know that his record was perfect, never failing to sin. So please do take us through today's lesson and help us understand the reasons behind Christ's baptism.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. So because Jesus never sinned, but when Jesus came to this earth, there's one thing that he also wanted to show mankind. He wanted to show us how we can be reconciled to God, and he wanted to show us the way. As he say in John 14:6, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. So he is the way. So when he came, he also showed us a way in matters of baptism. So by being baptized, Jesus, he was not baptized to wash away his sins, because he had no sins. But as he says in Matthew 3, from verse 18 to 17, maybe I can read it so that maybe we can get from himself what he says about his purpose of being baptized. And he says, then Jesus came from Galilee to John at the Jordan to be baptized by him. And John tried to prevent him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and you are coming to me. But Jesus answered and said to him, permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness. Then you allowed him. So when Jesus was baptized, he's saying, I must be permitted to be baptized so that I fulfill all righteousness. So by him being baptized, he was fulfilling righteousness, or he was showing us the way to righteousness. This is the only way. So everyone who must come to Jesus, or who must come to God, who must be reconciled to God, must be baptized. And Jesus had to show us the way of doing it.
Couldn't he just tell us the way, really? Because, I mean, he didn't need to. I mean, if he needed to show us and to let us know what needs to be done, he could simply just tell us what needs to be done and we would follow it.
Yes. He could have done that, but you see, the whole life of Jesus was an example to us. Whatever he did, he came to us sinners, and he took our form. And then when he took our form, he took us in that form. He took us to God as if he was modeling the way to sinners. That is, sinner. He joined us in the sinful world, but not that he sinned. He took the sinful nature, though there was no sin in him. And in that sinful nature, he modeled the way how the sinner should make steps from sin into reconciliation with God. So baptism is one of those critical areas where he showed us that example. He could have said it, but you see, demonstration is more important. If you want somebody, especially your children, to follow you, you don't just tell them. You model the way. You have to show them the way, and then you tell them to do just as you have done.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Now, John the Baptist's suggestion made sense. I mean, you spoke about it, didn't it? I mean, that Jesus should be the one baptizing John rather than the other way around. But he insisted. I mean, though he knew very well that, okay, John here is actually making perfect sense. But he insisted that, no, you're the one to baptize me, John, not the other way around. I mean, why insist when this thing was already obvious?
Yeah, of course, to John knew who Jesus was, and he definitely would have wanted him to baptize John to be baptized by Christ. But, you know, maybe I can give you another verse. Maybe that she comes a bit closer to what we are saying. We go to the book of 2 Corinthians 5:21. It says, He, that's God, God made him, Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So, what this verse is saying is God made Christ to be sin, to be like us sinful men, so that when he could take us from that sinful nature to God, he had to be like one of us. He had to be our brother, like one of us, in that if he had come as God, even if he had come as God and not changed into mankind, we could not understand him. And we would say, after all, God cannot sin. After all, God cannot be affected by whatever we do. But he had to be like us. He had to be like sinful men, so that when he now, he will have to carry us, to take us from that position of sinners to God, meaning one of us. So he had to set an example in almost everything as one of us, not as an alien. He should not have remained as an alien, but he should have become like one of us, so that by his life, by his the standard that he set to us, we could actually believe that mankind can actually be saved, because we have seen one of us going through these steps. He died on the cross and rose again. And those who believe in him are also going to follow the same order. When they die, they don't die forever. They are going to be resurrected, just like he did. And in baptism again, as we are going to learn, and as we have learned before, baptism again is a way of symbolizing the death of Christ and his resurrection. So those who die in Christ, those who are buried and rise in baptism, will also be buried and rise in actual life when Christ comes. They are also going to be resurrected, because they have gone through the process that symbolizes the death and resurrection of Christ.
Now, what would you say is the significance of following Christ's example with regards to baptism?
Now, the significance of following Christ's example in baptism is that as if we are baptized as he did, we will also be resurrected as he did. But if we do not accept his example in baptism, if we do not believe and give ourselves to baptism, we are actually denying the power of Christ, the power of resurrection. In baptism, when we are transformed from the sinful nature to a new man, in this life, it symbolizes that one day we shall also be transformed from the corruptible man, the dying person, to a new person who shall never die, who will be resurrected when Christ comes.
Yeah. Now, lastly, Pastor, what would you say is the point of emphasis with regards to the baptism of Christ? He came, demanded that John baptizes him, as he sets an example for us to be baptized. And you are saying, because he was baptized, and if we do get baptized, we also would be resurrected. So, is the point resurrection really?
Yeah, the point is it is the resurrection. Today, it is a resurrection from our. We are dead now. We die to sin today. Because if you are in sin, we are considered dead in trespasses. Romans 6, you read Romans 6 from 3. When we are baptized, we are buried in Christ. And when we come out of the water, we resurrect into a new life. So we resurrect today into a new life. We have been living a life of sin, but when we get baptized after repentance, our sins are washed away. And then we live, we begin a new life, a resurrected. It's like a resurrection today. And if we resurrect today in a new life, when he comes, we are also going to be part of those who are going to be resurrected into an eternal life.
Is that a guarantee that through baptism we will therefore be resurrected? If we are
so
if I'm baptized, because I am baptized, so I can be assured of a resurrection the day he comes.
Yes, if you are baptized and you enter into a new life with Christ, you are assured of resurrection. If you continue in that new life.
Ah, that's the
but
condition.
But if you fall away again, you may not be guaranteed.
Oh, that's the condition.
Yes, you have to continue in Christ. You are resurrected. You have to continue being alive in Christ. So that when he comes, you are now going to be transformed into a new life, a life that will never end.
Oh, all right. Well, Pastor Muzaninamo, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place. It's always, always a blessing talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my brother. You're welcome so much.
Lovely. Thank you.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.